Why don't we dig up some of our bad reviews? Mm. Because we've had shocking reviews over the years. Check this out. The production was appalling in every respect, but just when one thought it could sink no lower, the downstage door opened and we were treated to the first of several abysmal appearances by one Tony Martin. In what we can only assume was an attempted pantomime, Mr. Martin stomped about the stage, emitting barely audible lines of dialogue and effectively sabotaging any chance the other cast members had of raising even a faint smile. If this excremental performance is anything to go by, the future of kindergarten theatre is as doomed as the dodo. I give Peter Pan no stars at all, and I hope that when Martin is old enough to read, he will appreciate what this reviewer intends as constructive criticism. And that's by visiting reviewer Stuart Littlemore, aged 14, writing in the Auckland Intermediate Gazette. From you, Mickey?
I got one here. The first after-dinner speaker on the night was a young man named Mick Malloy, who I would suggest in future is not encouraged to speak until at least an hour after everyone has eaten, or organisers may well be footing the costly dry cleaning bill. Malloy's alleged material was nothing more than a lame collection of smut-riddled observations that invariably concluded with a sickening reference to someone or other's underpants. The audience were pummeled to near death with anecdotes in which underpants were described at different times as being bog-addled, turd-blown, and on one occasion suggested that carbon dating was the only way to accurately tell how old his own pair of, in quotation marks, underderps were. Then, as if to illustrate the point, he dropped his pants and attempted to encourage one of the few remaining audience members to join him on stage and violently manipulate his underpants while he pulled a face that even Full Frontal's Julia Morris would be proud of.
I see.
One day I hope to forgive Mr. Malloy for his abysmal performance, but I will unfortunately never forget.